Today on the broadcast, I want to preach a little bit about a subject that is, well, quite controversial, and yet it is clearly taught by the Word of God. The Bible indicates that if a person is a Christian, their life should change. Their worldly desires should fade away or be put away, and they should begin to accept the things of eternity that really count. Through the 70 years that I circled the globe preaching as an evangelist, I often left one night that I spoke on Bible standards. You see, Bible standards are essential for every area of life, whether physical or spiritual. A careful reading of history indicates our nation was founded on principles that were based on the Bible. Our institution and laws were founded on a national belief in a holy God who required much of man, his creation. America was great when it held to God in esteem and reverence and followed his precepts. Our churches were foundations for great government, and most of our founders were godly men. This is recorded in the history of our nation in many places. This seems to be changing as our government legislates against God and even churches turn away from proven Bible standards. All nature operates on God-given laws. Creation followed the step-by-step will of our eternal Creator. These God-given principles are essential to life itself, and failure to follow them will always be marked by defeat. A nation without rules will always self-destruct. Past history mirrors the failure and the final destruction of all government who refuse to live by the rules of our Creator. All of mankind must obey the rules and standards which must be followed as the Word of God sets them forth. The Bible is the best basis for the control of nations and the success of individual lives. One look at the Olympics proves the necessity for discipline, self-control, and conformity to the rules that shape a winner and a gold medal that is sought. No one accidentally becomes a success, but must develop those things that cause one to excel. The stakes are highest for Christians. A true believer must willingly accept Bible standards, practice them daily, conform to what they say, and be obedient to God's control. It never should be a matter of personal opinion when it comes to the lives we live and the things we allow. There are those worldly, shallow believers who write this off as legalism. Oh, no, my friend. Don't parrot a phrase that you don't understand. Conformity to the laws of God has always been required, not as an addition to our salvation, but a loving conformity to our Commander-in-Chief, Jesus Christ. Our salvation is totally faith plus nothing, but our obedience to his commands is proof of our devotion as we try to live for Christ. Our service and testimony and youthfulness depends on our surrender to his will and direction. To be used of God, a believer must willingly obey the principles of the Bible set down for our day-by-day direction. We must form biblical convictions based on biblical truth and follow them whatever the cost. Now, for the rest of the broadcast, I would like to list a few of God's principles, many of which you've often heard, and some of you that go to church no longer hear. Your church has departed from them long ago. Excuse me, please. So let's list them. Number one, does the Bible forbid it? When you're ready to do something, Christian friend, a very safe beginning thought is, does the Bible forbid it? The Ten Commandments are a great measuring rule of the things we should not do, and the Word of God makes many things clearly brought out, clearly listed, clearly pronounced, that the Christian should have nothing to do with day by day. Does the Bible forbid it? The Bible forbids fornication, for instance. The Bible forbids breaking up your home. The Bible forbids boozing yourself into oblivion. The Bible forbids so many things the Bible forbids. And so if a Christian is going to do the right kind of a thing, you have got to make up your mind. I am going to do what the Bible allows, and I'm going to stay away from what the Bible forbids. Secondly, you need to ask yourself, is it worldly? 1 John 2:15 and 17 lays out the principle with grammar school simplicity. God warns against pride, which is always behind the troubles we develop and the compromises that defeat us. Also, that which causes our eyes to lust and leads to the third thing that is so very wrong, the lust of the flesh. Everything that leads to these three is to be strictly avoided by those who truly love the Lord. So is it worldly? Rock and roll music, no question, is worldly. Even contemporary Christian music that has so compromised and pulled us away from real worshiping of God is worldly and wrong. Anything that hurts your body, smoking, drinking, drugs, immorality, experimentation with sex, wrong kind of reading, cruddy television, anything that leads you to think evil, anything that causes you to go the wrong way. Our world today is exactly what I said, worldly. Worldly. And one of the most difficult things for the Christian to do is to not only stay away from that which God forbids, but to stay away from that which is worldly. And third, you need to ask yourself, could it tempt me? James 1:13 points out that temptations do not come from God, but from within as we allow improper outward stimulation to affect us. Movies, television, some computer programs, books, magazines, as well as unwise apparel on the women, all fit into this category. Where we go and with whom we associate also becomes crucial in this biblical position to guide what you do. Be careful. Could it tempt you? Could it lead you into trouble? Could it lead you away from the righteousness you're seeking to attain through Christ Jesus the Lord, whose Spirit dwells within? And so you ask yourself, is it worldly? Does the Bible forbid it? Could it tempt me? And then, will it hinder my daily Christian living? I like Hebrews 12. I've always liked a race. I like to see young men as they pit every ounce of their body and strength trying to win a race. And here in Hebrews 12, it is pictured the race of saints in a race with an all-out determination to allow nothing to cause us to stray from our course. A dieter must avoid certain foods. An athlete must avoid hindrances to being the very best runner that he can possibly be to press forward to his goals. Then I think fact number 6 is very clear. Will doing this thing hurt others? Romans 14:13 warns the believer not to be a stumbling block or to give an occasion for anyone to fall. The Word of God makes it very clear. You and I as Christians do not live in a world all by ourselves. It does matter how we dress. It does matter how we live. It does matter where we go. It does matter what we do. Everything about our lives matters. For the Bible teaches us that if we don't live right, we will be hurting others. We have a young generation that's following the older generation today, and my heart breaks as I see older folks doing things which the kids are going to grab onto and under peer pressure follow after, which are going to forever keep them from being the old-fashioned, believing, obeying Christians that our church has been blessed with for so many years. And so if you're going to do something, make up your mind. Number six, will it hurt others if I do this thing? If you go to that party where booze is served and evil laughter is about and things are done that do not glorify God, will it hurt others that see you there? But what you say with your lips, the slang that you pick up, the attitude that you have that controls your life, will it hurt others? Then I have a couple of more that I have listed. Here's another one. Is it questionable? Is it questionable? Romans 14:23 warns strongly that if we doubt something's value, then we ought to avoid that something because it will pull us the wrong way and ruin our testimony in our lives as we live for God. And he said, that which is not of faith is sin. So is it questionable? Oh, how many folks are caught up in unquestionable things. How sad, how tragic. You ought to be able to say, I have as a Christian no doubt about this thing I'm going to do. It is without question a thing which is right. And then a couple of more, you ought to ask yourself, what would Jesus do? There was a time in the past that there were pins that young people wore and they thought about, what would Jesus do? A bracelet they wore and whatever. And they were to think about that. What would Jesus do? And we are commanded to follow in his footsteps and to grow up into him in all things in Ephesians 4:15. You will find that a very big help to keep you from doing evil. Just pause before you step out and say, would Jesus do it? Then number 10 I see, does it honor God? 1 Corinthians 10:31 commands, whatsoever we do in word or deed, do all to the glory of God. If it lifts itself, if it results in disgrace of godly living, or turns the focus away from Christ, it is always wrong. Everything the Christian does should bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. Then number 11, you might ask yourself, would the Holy Spirit, or is the Holy Spirit grieved if I do this thing? Ephesians 4:30 clearly warns, we must do nothing or go nowhere that would not please the Spirit that dwells within us. Grieving the Holy Spirit. Do you think one moment he wants to be in the tavern, or the nightclub, or the wild party, or the rock concert, or something else? Everywhere you go, if you're a born-again Christian, you pull within you the Holy Spirit, who is there to guide you in spiritual things, but whom you seldom listen to as you make the wrong choice. And then lastly, could I witness in the process of doing this thing? 1 Peter 3:15 urges us to be nowhere. We cannot freely give a witness. The atmosphere we choose should not hinder the testimony. We should always be ready to give. Well, these are the principles of the Bible. Perhaps these reminders will help you and others to remember the importance of observing and keeping the Bible standards which God requires of his children. I sincerely hope so. And may God show you that principle cannot be maintained. The principles of God cannot be maintained without the standards commanded by God. For his will and his direction is always best. Guard us, Lord, to take right steps, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.